Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Shout out Junie for the beat.
Take off.
I just tuned in to the Master Bass, by the way. This your boy Sunny E. I want y'all to take this time out before the show even starts, you know what I'm saying? Y'all listen to the intro. Y'all need to go ahead and start following your boy real quick. You did that? You clicked that shit? Alright. You know what I'm saying? Shout out Master Bass. Hashtag that shit real quick. Hurry up.
Masturbators tune in now. Time to turn all pose. They like, what the hell is masturbators? What you call this fucking figured out, ho? Fuck with the campaign. Conversate on any damn thing. I pull your bitch like a hamstring. Smoking Mary Jane, bumping two chains. Hashtag masturbators, bitch. Whole team is real as hell. Don't call us all that. It's a classic now, like, can you care? Huh? People turning up, don't give a fuck. About to make these how you sick. First nigga knows to have it so. Ask me, bitches, who got the biggest hit? Real talk. Take his place, laughing all goddamn day. I'm about to go throw back, put on that die-die like my man Drake. What? We so official in here, like we know the rules. Only thing popping on Mondays and Wednesdays, we ain't shit to do. Know you gon' love me, girl, gon' follow that nigga E. Go, Sunny, go, Sunny E.
Think I turned up in this bitch, so that's what's good. Know what I'm saying?
Huh?
Shout out to Sing, shout out Walt. For hit me up, my nigga hit me up and asked me to do this shit for y'all. Think this real quick, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Trizzy all day, cuz, you know what I'm saying, doing big things, you know what I'm saying? Shout out my nigga JR, man, he overseas doing his thing right now, you know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all keep him in y'all prayers, you know? I ain't forgot about you, man. Shout out Paris, Dia, 90, you know, the team, Rhonda Dunn, I got you, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna shout out everybody real quick. If I forgot you, my bad, they ain't tell me shit, alright? Enjoy the show, though! Yeah!
Oh, yeah. This is awkward, but,
yeah, man. Welcome to another episode of the Masturbators, man. We definitely in the building, man. Happy holidays, everybody. You already know what it is. And, yeah, we're going to have a good show tonight, man. It's your boy, Walt Frazes. Make sure y'all check out the page at Mass_Debaters on Twitter. And hit up the Masturbators hashtag. And, yeah, man, you can definitely rock with us. And hit up the chat room at blogtalkradio.com/grindhardradio.com, man. You can hit up chat room. We do reply back to y'all. And, yeah, man, we're going to go ahead and get into the introductions, man. You already know who it is. It's your boy, Walt Frazes, man. Definitely in the building. Your boy, a.k.a. the Black Vixen, man, a.k.a. the General. Definitely in the building, man. You know, kind of faded, but I'm in here, man. Your boy, the Black Casper, a.k.a. Why you babysitting only two or three dots? I'ma show you how to really fucking lie. First you get a swimming pool full of dots, then you dive in it. Pool full of dots, then you dive in it. Okay, they got the mistake coming soon, though. But, yeah, man, I'ma pass to the team, man. You already know. Oh, yeah, make sure you hit up my Instagram. Is it the 229kid, man? Yeah, you can definitely hit me up on there. But I'ma pass to the team, man. My folks definitely in the building, man. First cast member coming up to the mic, man. We got your girl, Nani from the boot, man. She's definitely in the building. What's good?
What's really good? It's your girl, Nani. First and foremost, it's Nani, a.k.a. Miss Butts It Open for a Young God. Y'all got to rock with us tonight. Hop on the hashtag, hear me. Hit me up on Twitter at _NAHNEEE. That's three E's. And hit me up on Instagram, no underscore, just NAHNEEE. And we're going to be wilding as usual. Hit us up, call in, press one, do all that good stuff you did. I'm trying to watch my cursing, but I'm trying. I'm going to try. Be with me. Anyway. I'm going to go ahead and pass it back to you, boo-boo.
All right. Yeah, thanks, you boo. And, yeah, man. Girl, Nani, now we're going to get our next host stepping up to the mic. You know what I'm saying? Walking up to the mic with a pimp walk. This is the other one from the boot. We got your boy, Eric, man. Okay.
The other one.
Definitely in the building, man. What's good,
yeah,
man?
Bro.
Jam. Like you said, Jam 504. I am the Vagina Marauder on Twitter. I am the King of Douchebags on Instagram.
Instagram.
You got to catch it. You got to catch it.
AKA, you know, Massage Your Ovaries, AKA Mr. Light-Skinned Demon, AKA I am the antagonist of this story. Jeremy, go with your book.
Right, I need you to not be proud of these AKA names.
Yeah, we got the villain in the building, man. The villain is definitely in the building. The next, man, I think he's on tonight, man. We got your boy, man, from that Ville, man. That No Chill Ville. We got your boy Run in the building, I think, man. You in the building, dog? Smooth.
Yeah, I think I'm in the building.
Okay.
Whoa! I think I'm in the building. I don't know where I'm at right now. I'm not even at home. I'm looking around. I'm like, where's the place? Hell, before I even get into my intro, I just want to say Merry Criminal and Happy Birthday, Jesus, before I forget. Follow me on Twitter at Run the Guy. That's with two Y's. I got to change my Twitter name. Shit, low key trash. Follow me on Instagram, too, at I Take Nice Pics. All right, back to you, Walt. All right,
man. That's what's up, man. It's Run.
Definitely
what's
up.
Yeah, man. And yeah. That's what's up.
Merry Christmas.
Ha, ha, ha. Okay, then we got your girl, man. Yeah, we got your girl, Angel is definitely the builder, man. What's good, y'all?
Skip.
Hey, y'all. It's your girl, Angel. Follow me at Murder Your Dreams. That's at Murder Y-U-R Dreams with a Z. Was that Nani I heard? Hey, boo. Hey, boo.
Okay. What y'all not going to do is come for me. I hit mute in time. My bad.
I was saying, hey, boo. Nigga, wasn't nobody coming for you?
Yeah. All right. But we're going to get to this next host, man. Levitating to the stand, to the microphone right now, man. Last but not least. We got your boy, man, Mr. Kid Triz in the building, a.k.a. Dread Bandit, a.k.a. Kill All Chill, not me, and a.k.a. Mr. Steve. We got your boy, Triz in the building, man. What's good? F it.
Why am I the only one without all these unnecessary AKAs? Because I could sure draft them up for next time.
Wait,
so I'm not
the
odd one out.
Please do.
Hey, yo, the Holy, yo, excuse me. Excuse me, it's the Holy Goat. So I'm gonna let you guys turn, so y'all can, you know, sit back and chill. Right. What's good, man? It's the Holy Goat himself, Triz. Follow me on Twitter at AntiChill. I would tell you guys something that you don't know about me, but you know everything about me, even though you know nothing about me. Turn up.
Thank you.
Right. I don't know what the hell he just said.
It's provocative.
Get out of my life, man.
Bobby Brown, baby. Okay, man. Yeah, man. We about to get into the show, man. It's the holidays and shit like that. And about to get into the show, man. We got a good show for y'all. And my girl, Angel, is definitely going to start this thing off, man. She's going to tell y'all what we got first, man, what we popping off with. So go ahead and let them know what's going on, Angel.
So the first topic at hand that we are going to with, I'm sorry, what was that? Was that the Holy Ghost?
No, that definitely wasn't him. That was the sound of you keeping going.
I just the first topic that we're going to get into is just something real light work, right quick. I just want everybody to share and express their opinions on female thirst traps. And how they feel about them and what they think about the females posting them. I'll pass it off to a female first because it's always, you know, ladies first. So, guys, sit back and chill. I'll make sure I go last. So, Nani, how do you feel about female thirst traps?
Lo siento, no habla inglés, por favor.
You plead the fifth?
Damn.
I thought Mata was on the line real quick.
Where is Derrick Rose? But keep going.
Anyway, I mean, if you're going to post a thirst trap, do what you do, boo-boo. That's all on you. I'm not knocking it. I could really care less, honestly. I just don't like thirst trap failures. I don't appreciate those. Like, oh, this one girl tweeted she was in a bathtub. The nigga said her tub was, like, cloudy with a chance of rain or some shit like that. I died. Like, don't do something. don't do something like that.
Yeah, I'll do be dirty, though.
Wow.
I don't like the thirst trap failures. If you're going to thirst trap, be A1 with your thirst trap. I mean, and if you're not, then you're not. But it's like, who really thirsty? The person posting a thirst trap or the motherfucker replying to it? So, I mean, it's not what it is. If she want her attention, if she want to get it that way, that's all on her. You can't tell people nothing on Twitter no more. So I say to myself, not really, though, but still.
Not really, though. Wow. All right, well, you could pass it on to the next person who you would like to hear from. Is Nani still there or not?
Nah? Right.
Mediator, you handle that.
All right, well, Walt, how you feel about that? What's your take on thirst traps and the women posting on these days?
Thirst trappers are actually bounty hunters online. They're thirst bounty hunters.
Get on the phone.
Basically what they do is they actually get paid for screenshots. They send you a thirst trap, and they get paid for the screenshot shots you fall for. And actually the cat. So, I mean, that's mainly what they are, and I'm just being honest. And I don't really understand the reason to post a thirst trap, because you are, I mean, they're not smart. You know what I'm saying? Because they already know what most niggas would do. You know what I'm saying? I just don't reply to nothing. You know, I look at the picture and I be like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, you'll never catch me, you know, falling into a thirst trap. That never happened to a king. You know what I'm saying? Word to my boy Trizzy, he knows how we do. And, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just their job. You know?
All right.
I always fall.
Thank you, Mommy. What the hell?
Fine.
Wait, was that Ron or Trizzy?
That's Ron.
Oh, okay. I know that Trizzy wouldn't follow for nothing. Yeah, but Ron be giving his cheeks. He be buying his cheeks rings from Jerry. He goes to Jerry, so you know what I'm
right.
saying. So I mean, you know, I understand why he falls for him, but you know, I mean, that's just really it, man. That's just my logic. They're just online bounty hunters. You know, trying to get the real niggas caught up, you know what I'm saying? You know, shit. I mean, that's basically it, you know what I'm saying, Jeff? I mean, that's to one of my other comrades, man. Please, man.
And they're dead. Well,
dead. But, shoot, who else want to speak on that, man? The bounty hunters.
Yo.
I wouldn't say I'm a real nigga. I get caught, and it's on purpose. Like, I fall for it. I ain't tripping. But what you won't do is act like you all surprised when I tell you you're going to get this dick when I'm all in your business. Like, you didn't ask for that. That's what you won't do. You won't, you know, you're going to act like you bad now because I asked you what that mouth do. And what them titties look like. That's what you will not do. You post a thirst trap,
right.
You will take this repercussion. That's all. That's my take on it. Like, I don't care. I want to see your titties half out. I want to see your booty cheeks sitting on the thing. I want to see that. You doing me a favor.
Wait.
But what you
sitting on the what?
On the look. We're not gonna go there. We're not gonna turn this. We will not turn
I'm
this into those. How we talk.
They be coming to me, so I have to throw you under the bus real quick.
Look, you will not sit your ass on the zinc and they get mad at me. That's what you won't do. That's my take on it. You hear me? You won't have all your flat stomach out, your nipples showing and shit, you hear me? That's fine. But don't get mad at me or anybody else when they all in your mentions, you know, trying to see what's him. You hear me? That's my take on it.
Don't get it.
Interesting.
Okay, well, a female that posts thirst traps and she'll type and all this other good stuff, you going to take her home?
Like, can I
get through
this real quick?
Oh, go ahead.
No, not if I see, because I know some people feed into it. You know what I mean? They kind of feed into the attention. But, you know, you get like a million likes and that's all you posting, then I know that you one of them attention-seeking people. Like, I know if you kind of felt sexy on a day, you know, you post your once a week kind of get a niggas what they want kind of thing, you hear me? But if you constantly, if that's your thing, like you really an online bounty hunter, you hear me? Then no, I can't really fuck with you. But like, if you just have a nice body and, you know, well, let me say that everything is not to be taken as a thirst trap. I mean, if you have it and you just taking a picture, you know, I mean, you can't really count every single thing as a thirst trap.
Right, but when I say thirst traps, I mean those obvious thirst traps with the titties out.
Or
the ones
that
be like weird as hell. Like, she be like, look at my fingernails. And she butt ass naked. You can see her fingernails.
Chick took a picture of a shot glass, but she had it like near her thighs. And I'm like, I'm about to worry about that motherfucking shot glass. That was like, you did like that. When you posting pictures of, you know, inanimate objects with your titties in, he was like, look at this. Bitch, ain't nobody worrying about what the fuck you... No. Shit like that, when people jump in your mentions, like, ain't nobody worrying about your motherfucking fingernails, bitch. You hear me? And you get mad, like, why you calling me a bitch? Yeah, like, what the fuck you calling me a bitch for? Like, because, bitch, you trying to deceive us. Like, nobody's worrying about your fucking ugly-ass fingernails. Like, chill out.
All right.
Me, personally, my take on thirst traps, I just kind of feel as though, and I don't want to step on anybody's toes by saying this, because I do know a lot of people that post thirst traps, but this is a Master Debaters, and I am allowed to speak my mind, so I'm just going to go ahead and say it. I feel as though thirst traps, like blatant thirst traps, are for bitches that's fishing for attention that don't get that shit every day, like, you ain't used to the attention, so you got to get it how you live. You got to get that shit some way, somehow. So, really, when I see a bitch just posting thirst trap after thirst trap and just going in, I'm just thinking, like, poor girl, she don't know how it feels to walk down the street or walk down the mall or walk down anywhere and have a nigga come up to her like, shorty, you got some amazing eyes, or, like, making comments like, damn, that ass fat. Like, because we all know how I'm built on this phone line.
But, see, game though, I think what we forget to acknowledge, and not to take it to a serious note, but what we forget to acknowledge is the fact that we in a time where, and not knocking it, get your money, boo-boo, but where strippers are praised. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And where girls who are in college are looked at as, oh, if you a party girl, then you a hoe. But that's good, though, you cool. But if you got your mind in the books and you focus, then, oh, she stuck up, she snobby. Or where she getting her money, she could swing on her pole, she doing what she do. You see what I'm saying? So it's just the mentality of this generation is way different. So, of course, she going to feel like, I can sit up here and post thirst traps all day, and she going to get praised for that shit. I mean, granted, it's the... I don't want to say real, but it's still individuals who gonna talk bad about her, but they still not knocking her. Am I making any sense?
Yeah, no,
yeah.
You're making perfect sense. But also within that, I feel as though it's gotten so deep because that's what everybody allowed. Like, I see where you're
right.
Coming from with that, but from my personal standpoint, that's not the case with me. And so it kind of confuses me that that's the case with everybody else because everybody that knows me knows my head was in the books. I wasn't swinging on no pole, and nobody could knock me for that. Because even though I have the features that people want to look at, I don't have to show it to get that attention. You feel me? Like, because I think it was me and Eric that was having a conversation because I posted a tweet like, "Yo, I'd rather be acknowledged for the contents of my mind than what the fuck my body looking like." Because
I'm sorry, but
when it comes down,
go ahead.
What?
No, I was gonna say that's not the first thing we see when we look at you. I'm sorry. When a guy look at you, when I look at you, the thing on my mind is not, wow, I bet she has a beautiful mind. Nope. When I see that ass.
But see, here's the thing,
let me
though.
Say something. No,
that's
no, no, here's
but
the
no,
thing.
Look,
here's,
No, let me tell you where I'm coming from with this. I'm not saying that that's not the first thing you're going to notice.
But
like, what you notice and what I put out to you, the first thing that you notice and the first thing that I put out to you are two different things. So, yeah, a nigga might come step to me and notice my ass from a mile away and then step to me and I flash him a smile and he's just like, damn, she's got an amazing smile. So the first thing that he notices and the first thing that you put out are two different things. That's what I'm saying.
I have a question.
But still, go ahead.
And wait, is my Evie a thirst trap?
Yeah, I love it.
Is it?
Every time I see you come on my timeline, like, I stop and look. Like, sometimes, you know, you change your Evie sometimes. It'd be like titties. I don't look at everything else. I just see boobs. So, I don't even want to call them thirst traps. I don't want to call them thirst traps because, like, your boobs are, like, big, so, like, you can't help it.
Right. Let me hide the accent real quick. I didn't need to. I'm so sorry.
Right. It's all right, man. I mean, we guys, you know what I'm saying? Like, as a man, we biologically set up to look at titties and ass.
Yeah.
Like, when we look at a woman and we see hips, like, you know what? And, mentally, what y'all see is, oh, this guy's thirsty. But really what's going on, we're trying to check out and see if you can hold a baby or not. Like, that's what's really going on. Like, let's just be real. So it's not thirst. This is just God's way of saying he wants you. It's going to be all right, baby. He's going to tear that ass up. That's all that means. That's all that means right there. Y'all worry about the wrong thing. Talking about you want your mind. When I'm in that ass from the back, I ain't thinking about your mind. I'm trying to get the nut. Good. First thing I do, and when it comes down to thirst traps, ain't nothing wrong with thirst traps. So I'll tell you like this right here. If a chick on Twitter that I don't know posts a picture of her titties, hey, look at them titties. The only thirst traps I'm worried about is the one my base sent me. They send me some thirst traps if you listen. Like five of them. I need them badly. You don't know what kind of. Oh, I'm talking too much, y'all. I'm sorry. Somebody take this class. Get in trouble. You know how I be,
right,
man. Niggas,
I'm not even, yo, I'm not even gonna speak on it, man. Next best thing, what we got?
Get a truck. Hey. Fuck around and be single. Fucking with these thirst traps.
I ain't
they
even
say
gonna
thirst traps. We gotta
hear the all great logic. We gotta hear it.
Right, Holy Ghost.
Please.
Holy Ghost, go ahead. Holy Ghost, what you got to say on these thirst traps?
Cotton? You're not gonna listen to this one.
I mean, y'all done knocked it out, man. Y'all done knocked out pretty much everything that I was going to say. Besides the simple fact that I fall for them every time, let me just go ahead and say it. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll see I follow like 20 women a day. Pure thirst traps.
Mm-hmm.
I get trapped in the thirst all the time. Ain't no use of me trying to play. So
go check out the timeline, y'all. Go check out the timeline today.
Well, you cannot get trapped in the dark side of thirst, man.
Thirst 48.
It's okay. Thirst 48 all day. Listen
thirst
here. 48. Poster one. You're over not poster one.
Right.
Stand
that's
up.
That's what they want us to see.
That's what we're supposed to see. We was born naked.
No, on a serious note, though, I mean, it just depends on your current situation. I don't like the dumb thirst traps. You like my nails, like they said, you like my nails with your whole body, you naked in it. Like, that's just stupid.
That's crazy.
But, I mean, if you acknowledge it being a thirst trap, then, I mean, hey, that's what it is. But, I mean, you posting it and saying, hey, I just got this new watch, and, you know, you just want to. Y'all stupid. Y'all corny for that. Oh, yeah, right. CC is online.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, let's get
they say, oh, yeah. What does that mean? Y'all ain't shit.
No, we good. We're good.
But it was, and he said, oh, yeah. And then he said, oh, yeah. And then it was. I hate him. Y'all don't let me be great.
Yeah, we try to let you get your intro off.
I'm sorry,
let me.
What is it? Oh,
do, 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 do.
Right.
I need to get that insert.
But
we're good,
see? Hey, guys.
What's up?
You sound tired.
No, I'm not tired.
You
I,
been
like, I kind of just woke up because I fell asleep.
You're fucking on the low.
Shut up. I fell asleep earlier, but I'm awake now. What are we talking about?
Straps. How you feel about that, straps?
I feel like women sometimes need to feel beautiful. So that is the reason behind some of the pictures that they post up. The only thing that bothers me is I have this one girl that I follow on Instagram, and I only follow her because of her thirst traps. Because she posts them up, and I just be laughing my ass off. Because she will say, like, the most randomest shit. Like, she'll be like, oh, the sky is blue, and all you see is her titties. And I would just be like, are you fucking kidding me? But I cannot stop following her. You know how somebody do something stupid, but it's so funny that you still, like, participate in it, like, technically?
Yeah, you.
All right. That's cool.
I mean, you.
I didn't agree.
Okay, whatever. But anyways, yeah, that's how I feel about the chef.
All right, that. All right, Angela, take us away, please.
Since we're talking about thirst traps, post some on the hashtag at #masturbator. And the best thirst trap on the hashtag, we're going to FedEx you a picture of $5 and 2 coupons to Denny's. So do that.
A picture of $5?
A picture of $5. FedEx, first priority, FedEx, picture of $5.
What the fuck is somebody going to do with a picture of $5?
Look at it. And 2 coupons to Denny's.
Thank you very much.
This is great. This is one
no,
lifetime.
He said look at it with the seriousness, though. He said look at it like, duh.
Yo, okay. Yo, Nani, take us in the thumbnails.
Yeah. What? Y'all can't catch me when I'm being all extra ignorant and stuff, though, but okay.
Yeah, but Nani, you're the best.
I did what?
You're the best. Keep going.
Am I? Tell me again.
You're the best.
No.
Great
voice. Okay, let's see. I think I kind of, well, let me not get too personal.
Please don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Shut up. Don't let me be brief. Question. Mute your phones, boo-boo. Mute your phones, please.
Yeah, if you're at the WWE concert wrestling match now, please mute your phone. Please.
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Okay. How long? And how long should you be in a relationship before considering moving in with someone? And I'm going to start this off with a guy because I feel like y'all timelines is way different from females. So let me go ahead and pass it to Ryan. How long should you be in a relationship before you consider moving in with somebody?
About 5 or 10 hundred years.
What?
Yo, listen, cause I'm just gonna be honest. Like I'll probably piss you off just staying with me, cause I don't clean my room. I don't like my room to be neat, and this is why. I can't find nothing when it's neat. That doesn't make sense at all. I know, but when my room is neat, I can't find anything. I lose stuff. That's how shit gets lost when your room is neat. But when your room is junky like mine, you better believe you're gonna find something. I found $15 the other day. Got my hair cut. It was just nice. So I know most girls, they want everything to be neat. They want everything to be tidy. They dust stuff. I get my girl come over to my house. She see my TV. Ooh, this dusty. And then she wipes it. Like, how you going to put that dust back on there? You're not looking on either. How you going to get that dust back on my TV? Like, why you do that? So, like, you know, but to be serious. Like, do it when you feel y'all both ready. Like, don't do it just because she say she ready. Because then somebody's going to get pissed off, and more than likely going to be both of y'all. Get what I did there? One of y'all going to be pissed pissed off, and most likely it's going to be both of y'all. So just do it when y'all both just prepare for that, you know, because it's not like marriage or anything, but it's like one giant step for man. You know what I'm saying? One giant leap for mankind when y'all moving in together.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pass it to another host.
Well.
Who want to take this? Who want to talk this? I'm going to pass it to Angel. I want to hear what she got to say about it.
I think Angel is on Twister right now.
He was just playing.
Okay, well, Angel is on. How about you, Nani? What you got to say?
Lesbians have a different time frame. Oh, everything, but at least from what I've seen. And personally, like, I've done the whole, okay, this my place, this your place. I'm going to spend about 2 weeks with you. You can spend about 2 weeks with me. But we need to have our own separate places because then when I get tired of you, I need to be able to go home and you could go home too. But, I mean, it really just depends on how we click and how I am with you and how we are with one another. I feel like it varies for everybody's situation. But anything less than, I ain't even going to say 3 months, anything less than 6 months and you talking about, like, seriously, like both our names on the lease and shit, nah, anything less than 6 months is a no-go. And even 6 months might be too early. Let's see how, let's give this a test run. Come stay by my house for about a month. Let me see what you're talking about. Let me come stay by you for a little bit and see what you're talking about and see how you live. And so, I mean, but it really just depends. Like my old lady now, I wouldn't have no problem staying with her. But that's because I know how she is, and I've been to her house, and she done been to mine. That so it's different. But then it's like, how is your financial status? Let's talk about that. Can you carry this lease? What if I don't want my name on it? I only want your name on it. You know what I'm saying? Like stuff like that matters. People don't look at stuff like that. It depends. What's your financial status looking like? Is your credit good, babe? How much do I really know you? Do I really know you? Do I really want to be living with you? See, I'm too crazy. I'm too paranoid. It depends. But nothing less than 6 months is my answer after saying all of that. And don't judge me. Eric, your turn.
Quick. Versus Spartacus, I want to say her name is. She kind of confused. This is me. I'm Eric. You know, she's trying to get everybody's voices down, I guess, sharing. But, that's a... It's tough, but it really depends on disclaimer. You never really know a person. Let me throw that out there first. You never really know a person. Like niggas been around for 10 years and still no new shit about me. Let me throw that out there first. But in a realm of the question, once you get a little comfortable with a person, like y'all been dating, you know, for a little minute, Jeremy, then you could kind of discuss it. But, I guess with Nani, I don't think you want to put both of y'all on the lease just in case somebody want to make a quick exit, Jeremy. Like, make sure, you know, like, you could come stay over there, you know, move a little bit of your shit in, but, you know, just don't stay committed, you know, stay like a, you know, a undrafted free agent or something, Jeremy. But, like, I guess it just depends on how you really feel about that person. Like, you really feeling like you won't kind of buckle down with that person, then you can kind of discuss it. But that marriage, I can say moving in with a chick is like marriage to us, low-key. Because that's a big commitment for us. Like, right. You know, you can't have, you know, you gotta pretty much drop your whole, you can't be having hoes linking around your house. You know, your girl might not like your friends, and them niggas can't come over. Like, you know, get down on a madness, some crazy shit. You know, she find out you got some dirty-ass habits, possibly, you know, rhyme with the filthy-ass room and shit, you hear me? Like, she might not like
what?
That for real.
Oh, yeah.
But,
I forgot I told y'all that.
But, well, yeah, bro, it's a big step, bro. Like I said, it's like marriage.
And Yeah, and I add to that, and I just say it depends on where you at in your relationship. I mean, it's brackets, so you gotta be on a certain level with your significant other. I mean, I don't think it you can weigh in time, because like you said, man, you can be with somebody 10 years and not know them. So I mean, it all depends on where you at in a relationship and how y'all feel about each other, how compatible you are. And if you're really ready to make that jump, because, I mean, once you do that, then it's by to your privacy and, I mean, everything you do on a normal basis, it has to alter to, you know what I'm saying, be cohesive with, you know what I'm saying, your other half. So, I mean, it's a lot of things to think about and, you know, where you at financially, like she said, or, you know, there's a lot of things you got to put on the table before you make I call it an executive decision. That's an executive decision. Make, you know what I'm saying, to move in with somebody. So how long you should wait, I mean, I don't know about the time period. I don't know if it's a time period you put on there, but like I said, it's brackets. So you got to be in that bracket with your significant other. Y'all got to be cohesive and on the same level before y'all attempt to make a move like that. And make sure everything, you know, do she cook? Will she clean up? Will y'all, you know what I'm saying, will y'all work with each other? Y'all got to understand, y'all a team. Your roommates, you so many things. Your position turns into so many things. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something to think about. If you was contemplating on moving in with your significant other, there's just a lot of things you need to bring to the table. You need to sit down and have a conference and see where things are at. And, you know, y'all, you just got to know your other half before you make a move like that. I mean, that's about it.
I can throw something in real quick, bro. Yo, this run.
Go ahead.
You won't find out about somebody till you moved in with them. See, when you at home, that's who you really are when you at home. That's all I want to say. Think about that before you go thinking you need to move in with Tyrone with his drug habit and his guns and that AK-47 and that black guy that keeps coming over every day. Yeah, think about that. I'm talking to you, Shaniqua.
How about what you think, CeCe?
As far as like moving in, I feel like, first of all, it depends on the relationship. It depends on how you guys connect and how you guys get along. And I also feel like we can move in together when I can be alone but be with you. And I know that sounds a little confusing. That means that if we can live together and I can still be an individual and do my own shit, like, I can still go and do my own things, and whenever we get home, we're together, then I feel like that's when we can move in together. Because a lot of people can't do that. A lot of people
yeah.
are so stuck in their relationship that that's just all they have going on. So I feel like when it gets to that point where you can, like, be an individual in your relationship, then maybe you can move in together. But sometimes it doesn't work for everybody, so it depends on where you're at in your relationship.
Exactly. And, you know what I'm saying, I see on the hashtag, like Mata said, you never know someone fully until you live together.
Right.
And I think that's a big step, because, I mean, I've been in situations where I spent just a couple weeks with a female, and, you know, you learn different things about them that you really won't even pick up on through over-the-phone conversations and things like that, so... That's true. You never really know somebody until you move in. So, I mean, it's kind of a 50-50 thing. It's something that you might want to think about taking to increase your relationship, to build on something, and it's something that can, you know, you really see where you're at. So, I mean, back to the original, it's all about the brackets. So,
right.
You know, the relationship and where you're at. Yep.
That's what it seems like. You read it on me, y'all.
It's like you in school. It's a project. You got to study each other. And that's that's what's going to determine if y'all going to stay together or not. It's going to take at least about 5 to 8 years, though, really.
Okay, matter of fact, let's bring Mata on.
What?
Wait,
hey.
Hold on. Oh, let me get – oh.
Hey,
yeah, we got Derek. I mean, we got your girl Morrow. Good.
Did you just call Derek? Hold up.
Wait, no. I mean, we
yeah,
got to introduce you properly. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Before you get a... because you ain't been on in a while, and people got to know what's going on. So, we definitely got your girl Mar in the building, man.
Seriously, I almost said something nice to you. Well, I almost did, and you just ruined it. It's cool, though. It's cool, though. Pay that, motherfucker. Pay that. Anyways, how y'all doing tonight?
How you doing? How you doing?
Good, good. Okay, so y'all sitting here talking about this move-in situation. How many of y'all have actually lived with your spouse, though?
Live with my spouse.
I wouldn't call it a, like I said, I wouldn't call it a spouse, but I've stayed with my significant other for quite some time.
Okay, so Trizzy, do you think it was a good idea to move in with that person?
It was an experience. That's where I put it. It was an experience, and I would like to say that nothing really went wrong to the point where we had to end it. But at the same time, like you said, you find out different things once you live with a person that you didn't. Or that you probably wouldn't find out if you were just over the phone or visiting or just staying a couple of days with here and there, spending the night. You find out a lot of different things about your, you know what I'm saying, your significant other when you make a move like that.
And I agree. You know, people tend to be on their best behavior when you're not, like when you're out of your element, when you're not in your home or like how he said, when you're spending nights here and there, you tend to be on your best behavior because you want to show the best side of you. But when you're living with somebody, they're seeing every part of you.
Right.
So I feel like that's something huge. I agree. There can't be a time. There's no limit on how long you have to be with a person before you move in with them. I think it needs to be it needs to be decided. Look, could I be with this person forever? If so, then all right, then let's move in together and really see how it goes. Because until you do that, you're never gonna fully know.
Exactly.
That's not going to happen. I don't know how people wait till marriage to move in with each other, and that's why half of them get divorced. I'm going to tell you that right now because they don't know that fucking person.
Exactly. I will throw that in there, and I've seen quite a few people say, oh, well, you know, I'll wait till we get married and, you know, to do this and that. But, I mean, if you wait that long, like you said, and you know, it might be too late. You'll find out some things that you probably couldn't. You're not ready to cope with it. You're not ready to deal with it. And that might end up in a divorce or a real shaky situation. So, yeah, I agree on that end.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yep.
You fancy.
All right, what we got, Nani?
See, what happened was I'm on Twitter, and I'm really lusting after this girl, and I feel like in my next letter to my girlfriend that I write, I have to tell on myself because I'm, like, for real lusting for her. Like, have y'all seen that girl that's on a hashtag?
What's her name? I forgot her name. Don't give her. Don't feed the monkeys, ma'am. Don't feed them. Don't feed them. Don't feed the monkeys.
Is she purchasing purse traps? Is she posting purse traps?
Don't feed them.
Is she posting purse
traps? Yeah, of course it is. Is she posting purse traps for that $5? She posted for that picture that $5? All right, she definitely.
No, because Eric tweeted something. She retweeted him or she made a comment to the thirst trap one. So I went and go see. And her thing said big boobies. You know, I got big boobies. I like finding my other big boobie sisters. And she got big boobies. And she likes them. And she got pretty eyes. Like, she's a stereotype. And then she's thick, too. She's, hey, boo. But I got a girl. I feel like that's my disclaimer. Like, as long as I say, but I got a girl, can make it okay. Like, I niggas say no homo. I for real feel like saying it make it okay. How you say her name? Veru Spartacus? Veru Spartacus?
Veru Spartacus versus.
Hey.
Isn't it? That's how you spell versus.
Hey, I just want to let y'all. I just want to let y'all know I saw the picture. Damn near fell to my knees. God Almighty, thank you, Lord. Bless you.
Bro, is she legit?
Lord.
She legit?
Bro,
look at her average. She said we got 78 unread text messages, about 34 Snapchats. About
she looks like
okay.
She can get this dick. That's what she
looks
like.
Bro, but don't she look edible, though? She's easily
right.
Edible. Not in the homo mm-hmm. way. I have to say that, too, because I got a girlfriend. But, bro.
Wow.
Like,
Like, I'm for real lusting after this girl. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I'm looking at her Avery right now. Like,
she look like a nice slice of pizza. You know that perfect slice? That's what she looks like.
That you mentally claim and to be ready to fight somebody.
I'm gonna need for Nani to go ahead and chill right now because I'm getting jealous. So you need to just, you know, okay, come up off it. That's enough.
I mean, modern enough. That's all.
Let me tell you how I really get, and I feel like I need to share this with you in front of everybody, including Trizzy. I felt real special when Mata told her husband, mind you, her husband, that I was the exception and that we get to have sex. Like, y'all don't understand how wonderful, like, that's a wonderful feeling. So that last show before Kilo left, and she was like, who are all these people? Because she was like, all right, but the joke is joke, but who are all these people? And so I was showing her everybody, and I was like, but babe, this Mata. Mata is the exception.
I would have felt like she was.
I feel kind of special now. I feel like that celebrity that, you know, that you give your husband or your wife permission to cheat on you with if they ever get that chance. I kind of feel like that right now.
Right, bro. Let's see what you are.
I got a question. I just want to know something. Is it childish that, like, say y'all, one of y'all, my girl, all right, and y'all like, this girl is the exception. I'm like, no, the fuck, she's not. You're with me and me only. Is that childish? Because, see,
no.
I just got a feeling like some guy someday is going to have one, you know, I have a girl that, you know, likes both, and he going to get left for another woman. And my heart goes out to that poor soul. Like,
I feel bad for him, Ron. I feel bad for him. You want to know why his girl asked him for that? Because he was that guy who said, no, you're only mine. You can't do nothing like that. Bitches love to do what they can't do.
Bitches love to do what they're not supposed to.
They love to do what they're not supposed to do. You tell a female something, she gonna do it.
I'm not supposed to choke bitches, but I mean, hey.
Hey now. I kind of like
ain't nothing wrong with choking, for real, though. But, like, I ain't talking about it in the sexual way. I ain't talking about it a little harder. Just cut off my windpipe so I can come harder, choke. I'm talking about that. You gonna die tonight.
Is that
choke?
Why that feel good? Is that what it is?
Yeah, when you cut off the air to somebody and they're about to come, it just, like, enhances the process. I don't know why. I hold my breath when I'm about to come. I don't know.
And then you say, hold to breath. How did this conversation happen?
I don't know. I just said somebody choking and y'all liked it. Y'all are. Of course.
Well, let me not throw myself under the bus.
You know what? We're getting all off topic. Nani, let's go on to the next topic, though.
Yeah. So everybody get choked.
I think Trish is just jealous because he's not the exception. I'm just saying.
Let me just say to you, Nani, real quick, to go ahead and, you know, make Trizzy feel a little bit better. If I was gonna hook up with a girl, it would be Trizzy. So, you know, I got you.
Wow.
I'm thinking about you.
Wait a minute.
Oh, I even gotta make sure my woman crush Wednesday too.
There you go.
We're not doing this.
Are we gonna do this again? Yes, we are. I have to speak in my WCW. I have to. Like, Trizzy, I don't think you understand, like, for real, all jokes aside, if, like, let's say if I had a picture of you on my screen, and let's say it's one of your fancy pictures when, you know, you got it on your button down and your tie, your dreads hanging all nice, you just got on your jersey. But if I flashed your picture to one of my homegirls, they'd be like, ooh, that's a stud. Oh, she cute. Like,
girl.
Like,
I'm telling you. Did you see did you see the female pose that he did, and then he took it down right after? He actually took a bathroom pic, chilling on the toilet, like the toilet was place to be. He was sitting there like he was just clean on the phone. And then when I said something, he got real feminine and deleted it. Let me tell you about Trizzy.
Y'all ain't doing that on my Instagram. Mata gotta go. Mata can't stay on my Instagram no more.
Right.
Trizzy, you posted female thirst traps, bro. Is that what that is? Y'all know Trizzy's a dick.
Oh, wow.
Trizzy's so thick.
I'm getting both of y'all out of here.
Oh,
Like, no, like, don't like on Instagram no more.
No, man, no.
I didn't know. No, no, peep game. I didn't know that it was okay to call males thick. Trizzy is thick. I don't care what nobody thinks.
Trizzy is thick as hell.
I'm not listening to this.
Him?
Nope.
This boy
hey,
got,
I'm out.
His, yo,
hey,
I swear to God. I swear to God. Naneem.
Hold
on, Nani, you want to know? You want to know what Trizzy's ringtone is on my phone?
Oh, here we go. I'm out.
Every time Trizzy calls me, every time Trizzy calls me, hips don't lie, I gotta play. Because that boy got hips for days. Like, you just see, and then he, sometimes he be, like, posing, putting his hand on his hip and stuff like that. He just be so feminine with it. I just love it, though. So it's like,
yeah,
it's so
shit,
stop
yo.
All right, so I'm gonna play it for you.
Oh, my God.
I need
God.
To be a disclaimer first. Trizzy, you love me before I said.
Bro, I can't, hey.
Trizzy, I need
I'm
to
not, I'm
you
not.
Love me before I miss
it. Call an ambulance! I'm not taking a part of this.
Oh my God, bro.
I'm so not a part of this.
Whatever, I'm gonna just go ahead and tell you off my ring. Bro, this
has to mean war, right?
No, but wait. Wow. Before you claim war, because I really feel like you finna, like, I think you might come fight me after you find out. Not only is your ringtone a Destiny's Child song,
wow!
But the part that come on when you call,
wow!
Are you ready?
Wow!
And I take it back. It's not a Destiny's Child song. It's a Beyonce song. I'm gonna take that back.
Wow!
It's so, it's so,
damn!
Are you ready?
Oh,
are you
God.
Ready? When Trizzy
no,
calls,
the
first
Ghost.
Thing I hear is pose for the camera now. Click, click.
Oh,
I'm
no.
out.
Oh. You know what?
I'm out.
I'm out.
Oh,
shit.
I'm
leaving.
Shit.
Oh, my God.
I'm out. I'm calling
but
the same cab my father called. I'm leaving. I'm out.
But there's...
Don't see the movie.
But I can't help
don't
it, though, too.
Oh,
my God. It was perfect, because you...
Oh, my God.
Do not see the monkeys.
For real, Trizzy.
Oh, shit.
But you know I love you, though. Like,
oh,
you know this.
Love don't love nobody. Mm-mm.
Right.
Obviously.
Oh,
shit.
For the camera now. Click, click.
Look, look.
Oh. Call me after the show, Trizzy.
Yo, can we block money off this phone? Can we get that money out of here?
Hold on, we might as well punishment mute.
Okay, let me get hopped into this next topic. We're gonna leave Trizzy alone for now. And I feel like this is almost an age old question in itself, but I really want to know. Can a male and a female be best friends, like literally just legit best friends, without sex? Now, wait, before y'all hop to answer this, take out all of what is situational, no situational, but like she your type or he your type, he got it going on, he the shit, you know, single or not single, what have you, he's your type. Y'all both attractive, y'all both, you know what I'm saying, into the same things, and y'all could debate like adults and hold casual conversation. And y'all could do, like, this is your dream person. Can y'all truly be best friends and not, like, lust after each other and have sex?
Can I answer?
Mm-hmm, let's start with Mara.
Okay. Personally, I can, and I went ahead and Slay Snacks, Mr. Brandon, that's my dude right there. We cool as shit. That's my homie. He can call me up any time of day. We can talk about everything. He's cute as fuck. Any other lifetime, me and him would be all up in there. But there's just
Hey, real quick, Mata.
Yeah.
Mata, why? And I had to do this. Why don't niggas never give Slave here for looking like a woman? Yo, if anybody looks like a woman, Slave looks like a complete a Twitter honey. Yo, catch this nigga poses sometimes.
Leave it alone. You got to leave it alone.
All he needs.
Don't try to I'm trying to take the heat off of you and put it on Brandon.
I still remember that goat pitch you put up about him though.
Sam, I just thought he was an insta honey. I said, look a minute, now that's a damn stud. I'm gonna get back.
Okay,
I gotta add him right now.
I will say that he does post some pictures, but he does it out of like humor to be stupid. But,
well, don't try to save him.
But y'all gonna leave my homie alone right now. Y'all gonna leave him alone. Back to Nani's question, though. I do think it's possible. I think there's a level of respect that you can have for a person, and all other things aside, whether we were in relationships or not, I still don't see me and him ever being anything. We're just cool as shit, and we just have that friendship that's, like, just a friendship. That's solely what it is. Once you develop an actual friendship where sex wasn't the reason for that friendship, I think it could be beautiful, and I think a grown female and a grown man can't have that if that's what they're looking for and they're not looking for something different. And I'm going to leave that alone. Next.
Let me go. See you next. Cool. All right. My answer is fuck no. Can't have it. Not going to have it. Nope. Fuck no. Nope. And the reason why? Yeah, you grown. Yeah, you know, you got your thing going on. You know, y'all cool as shit. The only stipulation is, one of y'all got to be fucking ugly. That's the only way it works. And now they can't even help you. Like,
no, that ain't good.
I mean, like my nigga Tristan has said in the past, can't no nigga say he ain't never fucked no ugly bitch. Can't no nigga say he hasn't. Nobody. You did.
And if you haven't, you get no pussy.
Either you disbanded or you lying. Something wrong. Like, can't no nigga say he ain't never fucked no ugly hoe. Can't happen. So I say it can happen. I cannot be cool with you because you know how y'all women are. Like y'all flirt so much sometimes that y'all don't know y'all doing it. So you know who's to say you know that's your little partner. You go around, y'all gone out. He come over that type shit, and you kind of like getting dressed. After that friendship is over. That is over. If I see you any kind of naked, that friendship is over. Done. Benito is out of here. Like, I cannot be cool with you. Either we fucking or we ain't friends no more. Pick one. Ain't no
in-between. So we not friends? So wait. So Eric, we not friends no more?
I want to say you an exception, but dog, like you, you put a nigga in a bind, bro. Like you can't come out with my shirt's too small, my button don't snap. No, bro, you can't be doing that to a nigga, dog.
But like, you my
partner, bro.
I just say top. I ain't button the top button. It was hot and.
No, you better come. No, next time you come around me, either you come around me in a cold so you can be fully clothed, or you gotta chill, dog. You can't be coming around a nigga with the titties all out, you know, low key, you know, since it wasn't your fault, Miss. I don't post thirst traps and stuff.
I don't.
Nah, bro, there's no medium. Either we fucking or we not cool. Period. And tag it for the story. Me, the villain. I said it.
That nigga said, I'm finna hashtag that pound either we fucking or we not cool. Like, that's the weirdest shit I ever heard.
Oh, man. I'm just being honest. Anybody else want to speak on it?
Yeah, let me go.
I feel like Trizzy mad, y'all. Trizzy ain't said shit. I'm saying.
Y'all leave Trizzy alone.
I'm chilling, man.
But I want y'all to tell the people out there what the topic was again.
I don't remember no more because I'm scared.
Can men and women be friends?
Say it one more time, fam.
Can men and women be friends without sex involved?
Y'all hear that, people? Can men and women be friends, coexist without sexual relations? My answer? L to the motherfuck no Jesus name. Amen. Let me tell you why. See, the way my dick set up, I heard it was like a little scenario thrown out. I don't know what they call it. I think it was called a little scenario. She look good. She think I look good. I don't know why the hell she think I look good. She look good. She sexy as fuck. We just going to be friends? Nah. Let me tell you something. I follow post bad bitches on Twitter. If one of them bitches was my friend, you better believe popping my all of her champagne. She ain't even know. I'm hitting that. I'm trying my best. She know I want to hit that. I'm sorry. At this point in my life, I'm 21 years old, y'all. I can't just be friends. I'm not mature enough to be just friends with a woman that looks that damn good. It's impossible. I tried. I guarantee you, I tried my best. I was friends with Jet Beauty of the fucking month, Miss February. I am not lying. She was a friend on Facebook. Used to talk to her. On Facebook, I didn't get her number. But still, we were friends because the way Facebook set up, it says friend request. So we were friends, and I inbox her every month. I can't be friends with her. She looked too damn scrumptious. Let me say it again, scrumptious. Like, you know, when you see a girl, she looks so sexy, you want to lick parts of her that ain't even need to be licked, like her arms and her elbows and shit. I wanted to lick the back of this bitch knees. I wanted to suck on her elbows. Like, I wanted to kiss this bitch on her wrist because I wanted to lock her ass down, you feel me? It ain't going to happen, y'all. I was 17 at the time. I can't be friends with her. Miss Jet Beauty of the month, Miss February, and it was cold, and her nipples was hard wearing that red tank top. I can't be friends with her. I can't be friends with you either, boo. That's why we just can't be friends. I think it's a song out there, Can't Be Friends. Trey Songz made it perfectly clear. Listen to that song. We can't be friends. We can't be. I'm sorry. It's just not going to work. I tell you, one day it will work for Ron. After I fuck you and I find out that pussy, then we can be best friends. Best fucking friends.
Wow.
I'm telling the truth.
Yep.
Before I go, I'm just going to make it quick, man.
Go ahead.
I have at least about 5-6 girls as friends, and they all bad. You know what I'm saying? And all I gotta say, like, if you've been around a person for a certain amount of time, like a long amount of time, you're not gonna feel like sexually, attracted to them. You know what I'm saying? Well, that's just me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think you'll feel,
all right.
You know.
All right, hold on, Walt. This is for the ladies out there, for the good looking ladies out there that have male friends, quote unquote. You want to see how strong your friendship is? Ask them this question. Do you find me attractive?
Man, Ryan, your point is invalid.
No. Wait.
We've been in conference, and y'all have talked shit about me.
Huh?
Yes, Trizzy especially will sit up here and say, oh, no, he would never get with me. I'm Spanish. Spanish bitches always think they shit. Blase, blase, blah. Now, I know if I were to step to Ron, Ron would probably go. If I were to step to Walt would probably go. But Trizzy, I don't think Trizzy would ever go because he's just not
probably
personally attractive.
Mata, probably. You kid yourself.
You hear what I just said, though. Like,
Mata kids herself.
I can do it. It's a mind thing. I'm like a Jedi Knight. You know what I'm saying? If I've known a person for a long time, a lady. You know what I'm saying? I just want to be attracted to her in that way that we want to fuck or something like that. You know what I'm saying? I can just take us as friends. You know what I'm saying? I know the people out there that do have chill. I know y'all understand me. You know what I'm saying? For letting my boy Trizzy go, but I'm serious.
Let me get this before Trizzy go. Ladies, do this. Just see how strong your friendship is with your male friend. Do you find me attractive? He gonna say maybe yes. He gonna say maybe no. It gonna be about 10 minutes. 15 minutes, 25 minutes. He's going to hit you with that question. Why? All right, Trey, you can go now.
All right, go,
Trey. That's happened to me a couple of times. Okay, I can dig it.
You can ask that question, though, but, what's that going to
he gonna start catching feelings right there and then, because he don't think you want him. But go ahead, Tris.
Yo, I mean, I say this. I say it's possible and it's not possible. It's possible on the grounds of you being in tune with your star fucking player. Like, you really got to be in tune with yourself to, especially like man Ron said, yo, you got a post bad bitches friend, and this is how you actually call your friend. First and foremost, bitches, oops, I meant ladies, y'all are not, we're never friends. We can be homies, and we can be real fucking cool, but we're not friends. Let's clear the air. Either we fucking or we ain't cool. Like, hashtag that. Let's get that trending. So, I mean,
I really did.
No, but like I said, though, like, serious shit, like, you know, you got to be in tune with your star fucking player. Like, you got to be able to look at yourself, and you got to be in a room, be able to, okay, she changing clothes or something. I don't advise you to look at the floor, but you got to be able to, then that's challenging your grounds of your manhood. If you can look at a fine-ass woman and your dick do not do nothing, I don't know, that's kind of crazy, but, I mean, you really got to be on a whole nother level, and I'm not afraid to say I'm not on that fucking level yet. I will say that I got a lot of home girls, but we're not fucking friends. It's brackets. It's so fucking different. We're not friends.
I look at
a woman being a friend to somebody that, I mean, we can go through, me and her can go out and we can go and do this. And I can tell you certain things and I ain't got to worry about you talking about it. I don't know. Like, that's kind of,
I'm the only one
shaky.
That got it.
Basically, you know, I can't put it into words, but I mean, women can't take the place of a male friend, I guess I'd say. And you know what I'm saying? And you got to, like I said, man, I got to repeat the same thing. You just got to really be in tune with your star fucking player. Like, you got to be a fucking all-star on the inside to have a nice-ass friend and keep it a strictly friend relationship. And technically, with how today is set up and how people's minds and all this shit set up, like, people can't do it. People try and attempt to, but, I mean, we're human. It's human nature. So over time, we're going to develop feelings for that person. If we spend this much time with them, think about it. If you confide in this person, you talk to this person about anything, you know what I'm saying, you go to them about anything, anytime you need something, they got you. I mean, you're going to automatically fall for a person like that. That's just human nature. So that's why I told my bitch, she ain't got no fucking friends. I'm her fucking friend and Jesus. Them the only two male figures she can have in her life.
Wow.
Cause I think her daddy left. So, I mean, she don't need no damn friends. She don't need no damn friends.
I think her daddy left.
You know what I'm saying? What the hell she need a friend for? That shit is dead. She don't need no damn friends.
I didn't leave, bro.
I don't even want to have no female friend. What you need a female friend? Look, let me tell
y'all.
It
can't happen, y'all. I disagree with these niggas. It can't happen.
I already threw it out there that it's possible, but like I said, you just got to really be in tune with yourself. And honestly, Trizzy's not in tune with his goddamn self yet. I'm not in tune that damn far. Now, like I said, I got homegirls.
Difference.
I got homegirls. They ain't friends.
Right.
We ain't friends.
I'm thinking about my gun.
Oh,
yo. So, okay. Take it out, bro. Let me give y'all a story. Oh, let me give you one story right quick, because somebody said something about being somebody's friend for 10 years. Now, I've known this chick about 10, 11 years. So this nigga was way in high school. Nigga went to the Air Force. Nigga had 3 kids. All this other kind of shit that went on. This recently, this girl broke up with her boyfriend. She came over here, and I'm going to just end it at that. I've known her for 10, 11 years, dude. Strictly platonic for 10, 11 years. This girl broke up with her boyfriend. She came over here. Friendship down the drain. Fuck it. It's over.
Yep.
It's compromised now. It's been compromised now. Like, no, fuck that. It's done.
But see, bitches just got a tad bit more self control.
That sucks that sex can ruin a 10, almost 11 year friendship, though. That's a whole
thing. Oh, hell no. No. Like, when she left, I made sure she made it all the way back to Lake Charles. And when she got there, it was not going to compromise the friendship per se, but I mean, that platonic sense of it is out the window. That's what I'm saying. No, our friendship is still intact. I will still call her. I will still check on how she's doing and all that other kind of sweet, cool shit. But as far as the platonic aspect of it, well, it's gone. It's done. There's no more, we're just cool. That's what I'm saying.
And that, yo, real quick, Eric, yo, real quick, and that goes back to what I said last week about friends with benefits. Yo, if you want to be friends with benefits with somebody, you got to understand that once you take away the benefits, we're not friends no more. If we friends with benefits and you giving me pussy throughout this friendship and you take the pussy away, we're not fucking friends no more. I'm sorry. The friendship,
oh.
That friendship, yeah. That's ruined. That's down
not
the fucking drain.
Friends.
Hey, man, say, bro, we're Brandon at right now. Ain't that nigga in California or some shit? We at?
Who that?
Brandon at?
Who?
I don't know. Mata might know that.
The nigga
Slim.
Oh, Brandon. No, Brandon moved back to New York. He's in New York now.
New York.
Hey, where you at?
I'm in Florida.
So that's why that friendship is working. That's why that friendship is working.
Right.
Let me know that.
Man.
Long distance friendships work. Long distance male and female friendships work. Let me throw that out there.
Yeah,
you know.
I just always think about that.
I have male friends that live in the city that can come in my house. We can chill. We can watch movies. We can get drunk together, and they'll go on their happy way. Like it's.
See, I knew it. See,
them niggas
same thing
than
I
me.
Do down here. Yeah, I don't give a damn. Y'all don't like it. God damn it.
You ain't gotta come in my house, bro. You ain't not about to come in my house. We ain't about to drink. No.
I've been on the phone for a long time, and y'all kind of like grew up or something like that, or you know.
Y'all know by now. My friend zone's motherfuckers easy as hell. So they kind of know, never like, I just look at them like, nigga, I wish you would try to step out that friend zone.
I wish the bitch would sit on my couch and watch my Netflix and eat my damn chips and dip and that shit. Give me no ass on
right.
me. She give me ass on please.
But you know what?
Your girl
would be
there
too.
Girl, you better throw that booty.
You throwing that butt back. Like I said, you can have homegirls, but you can't have female friends. Now, homegirls, homegirls is on a different level.
Aside from that, like, even before, I've always just been cool with the dudes. Like, niggas, I click better with, and I hate because this is a whole line. It really is.
I'm glad you beat me to it.
Mm-hmm. But I've always been that way, and that's always been me. Now I do have a guy that I can't call him my best friend no more because of some shit that popped off. But like we got to the point to where I felt comfortable enough to change shirts in front of him. Now mind you, I still had on the tank. Keep game. I still had on the tank. You know what I'm saying? Underneath. But even he had to be like, you know what, bro? We cool, but you got to chill out with that shit. So, I mean, like,
exactly.
He called me out on it, but at the same time, we still cool enough to the point to where it's like we could still kick it, like it won't change nothing between us. We could still be friends and not fuck. Like, it's just a mentality that you have to have with one another. And y'all sitting up there, y'all basically saying that y'all childish. That's what it boiled down to. Y'all childish. And that's okay. It's because you're honest with yourself. But at the end of the day, a male and a female can have a platonic friendship. Like,
thank
I can mean you
could
kick it and not fuck. Like, it's just, it's that way. You could call me up at 2 o'clock in the morning and be like, damn, bro, for real, no homo, but I can't sleep. You know what I'm saying? Talk to me. Like, a male and a female can have that type of friendship.
Yeah, that's homeboy shit. That's homeboy and homegirl.
Hey, bro,
I'm just saying, we in a friendship.
Can I say this? We in a fucking friendship. Now, I mean, you walk in the room and take off your damn shirt in front of me, you have just transformed me into the fuck ship. Like, we no longer buddies at that point. Anything goes, it's free fall at that moment.
You transformed into what?
It went from friendship to fuckship. We have just transformed. We just transformed.
I changed my shirt to fuck you?
Hell yes, because you invited me to see titties. That's an invitation.
It was subliminal.
Exactly. It was subconscious. You didn't even realize it. Your titties were throwing a party, and the shirt coming off invited me.
Your pussy wanted me. Your pussy wants me, my dick wants you. We still friends, though.
Hey,
your
look at it like this, though. Why don't you just empower yourself and just not think about it in that certain way?
Time out. This nigga just said empower yourself. Get this nigga. Hey, get this nigga library card away from this nigga.
Hey, that whole voice is.
I don't want to hear a goddamn thing come out your mouth. Well, take this nigga open.
Hey,
Empower yourself. Empower yourself, Walt.
Hey, get out of here.
And your voice, bro.
Ugly nigga. Nah, bro.
You got to go. Get one of them. Muted.
Friends. Sit down, please.
Friends. Empower yourself to be friends. Man, I can barely empower my dick to not get hard in the morning. Fuck you mean empower yourself to be friends? My dick get hard for you women's. And you going to talk about being friends? And then, look. I tell you something funny. When you get in a relationship with the bitch, excuse my language, you get in a relationship with a woman and they think it's friends. We still not friends. Listen. There's some shit I can tell my friends I can't tell you. Because you're going to get pissed off. And now we ain't in a relationship no more.
Exactly.
I can tell my homeboy, Corey, I can be like, hey, you see that bitch over there? That bitch look bad. I put barbecue sauce on that ass and eat it. I can't tell you that, baby. I can't tell you that. I can't tell you I want a big marshmallow juice off her titties. I can't tell you that, baby. I can tell my friends that, though. That's exactly why we can't be friends. So y'all might get disgusted about some of the shit I say. I suck toes. Fuck it. Anybody else want to take it? Nope.
I mean, as far as the whole logic, I mean, this is women that, point your toes back. I don't want to step on nobody's toes. So hide your toes. Hashtag hide your toes. But women that are usually, typically, this is a study from Harvard. I read this. Women that coexist more with men than their own race because of a bullshit reason are typically hoes. They're hoes. Look, have an interview with 5 out of 10 hoes, and I guarantee you they will all tell you, well, hey, it all started with me being more cool with men than I am with my own damn gender. It all starts
Let me interject. I suppose that is the most bullshit I have ever heard in my life.
That's because you're a hoe.
Thank you.
That shit came so naturally, though. Like, did y'all realize how naturally that shit came?
That's why, you know what? Let me tell you a little something. That is why I hesitated on saying it. However, because of the fact that there are so many hoes and scandalous bitches out there today, women like myself tend to stray away from other females. So it's not me saying, oh, I have more male friends because I just want to be around more niggas. No, I don't have that. It's not that I have more male friends because I want to be around more niggas. It's that I don't have that many female friends because bitches can't be trusted. These hoes out here are scandalous. These hoes out here, they be creeping on the wall with some motion. So don't nobody have time for that.
And that's why
I say that logic is bullshit. But ain't nobody a hoe, my nigga. I'm not your mother.
First and foremost, that logic right there is bullshit. Because just like you got women that ain't shit, that scandalous, and let me tell y'all women something. Here's the caveat.
You didn't hear what I said, though. I said it's not that I have more male friends. It's just that I tend not to have female friends because.
I heard exactly what you said.
I know niggas are scandalous, and I don't have male friends. I don't got no friends at all. Fuck y'all. I don't like y'all. I'm leaving.
Exactly. I'm just saying, this is just not for Angel. This is for all women, because I know a lot of women have this logic about, I deal with men more because women are dramatic and messy. Look, bitch, you are a woman, not you, but, you know, bitches in general. But you are a woman, for one. So
exactly.
Are you messy?
Exactly.
Hold on.
Are you messy?
Oh, no. Hold on. Sit back. Put your seatbelt on. This is a general. I want to throw this out there for people that's listening. Like I said, this is a general thing.
Like this.
because so many people, because so many women have this logic. Like, I don't fuck with women because they're messy. They bring a lot of drama. Guess what? Niggas bring that same motherfucking drama. Let me tell you something. Here's the cat. I'm going to let the cat out of the motherfucking bag right now. The reason why men are more conservative and less all in on the bullshit is because we're trying to stick our dick in your mouth.
Oh, wow.
The cat is out the bag. The cat is out the fucking bag. The only reason men are more chill, the only reason we're more chill and we put up with a lot more, see, we sit back and we listen to y'all bullshit. Listen, here's the cat. I'm letting the fuck out the bag. As a man, women, we do not give a fuck about what y'all are talking about. We give no shits.
Man.
The only reason we'll sit back and listen to your shit, listen to your problems and all this shit, because we hope to get our dick in your mouth. This is I'm telling you now that we are not fucking friends. There's the cat, I'm letting out the bag. So if you think you can confide into a nigga and just say, oh, well, I can tell him anything, yeah, that's bullshit. This nigga just want to put a dick in your mouth. I'm just throwing it out there. I'd rather tell you because I love you. It's like your mama. When she spank your ass, she said it hurts you more than it hurt me. It just hurt me to let that logic out, but there it go.
Hey, fam, you ever feel like your girl trying to gossip with you when she talking to you? Man, I was like, man, you don't shit your ass up. I ain't finna listen to her. You better go with your girlfriends with that. Look, you be talking about, hey, let me tell you about Kimmy. Well, Kimmy, well, bitch, don't give a fuck about what Kimmy will unless we having a threesome with Kimmy. Fuck Kimmy.
Exactly.
What you got on? What you got on, babe? Hopefully it's nothing, because I want to fuck. But, damn, y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know nothing. Y'all don't know shit. I'm telling y'all going to learn today. You're going to learn today.
Yep, learn today. Because we love you. We let the cat out of the bag because we love you. All the ladies listening, listen. That nigga on your phone that you call your friend, that nigga is not your fucking friend.
He's not your goddamn friend.
Come on. Let me tell y'all. That because nigga. I have a male best friend and I can call that nigga on three-way right now. Me
that
and
gay.
That. No, he's not. Yo, I could call my nigga Quinn on three-way right now.
You know what? You know
that
what?
That's
a perfect. That's a perfect thing to do. Go ahead and call him on three-way.
Listen,
hold up. She's gonna call him on three-way, and Trizzy, you're gonna ask him three questions, and that's the end of it. And let's just see what he says.
All right. Yo, and before you do that, Angel, like I said. And I'm going to throw this out. I'm going to make it real clear before he even get on the phone. I'm not going to challenge, like I said, some people can do it. So I'm not going to challenge the basis of y'all friendship, so I don't want you to feel some type of way. But at the same given time, I will say a nigga will say any motherfucking thing. He will put up with any motherfucking thing. We'll go through extraneous things to, you know, get in good with you to make you feel comfortable because women are, when a woman feels comfortable with you on any level, like that's when she tends to give you herself, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
So
I have my best friend. Hold on, y'all. I've got my male best friend on three-way. And he can, like, we are just strictly platonic friendship. At first, when we first got to know one another, I had a thing for him, kind of.
Angel, hold on. You can't say nothing. Trizzy, just go ahead.
I'm not going to say, Charles, this is a masturbators panel. Yo, Quinn, you on the phone?
We're confused.
This bitch gone. She done hung up on her all them books. You said what?
Quinn ain't ready to tell the truth. I'm going to tell you now.
I can say for a fact,
he has no physical attraction. Like, that's one friendship. That's one of the only male actual friendships that I have because all the other niggas that I was, quote-unquote, friends with, I know for a fact they were just trying to get in where they fit in. So I wouldn't consider that a friend. Like, a friend ain't somebody that's demon to stick their dick in you, that's not a friend. Like, that is my one true male friend. So there are exceptions to that, but y'all is making it seem like us females can't have male friends at all, which is wrong.
Maybe
okay,
we're not now, saying that. Maybe.
Now I want to know Slave's point of view on this. So let me call him on three-way while y'all over here talking.
Oh, she got a male best friend too? Let me find out. Nah, I want to know if her male best friend trying to fuzz on her.
He's probably thinking, she finally going to call and give me the box. I'm sorry.
Yo, slave a real nigga. Slave a real nigga. Why not slave a real nigga?
I
don't know.
My gift wrap.
She's probably going to call for the box now.
Yo, Angel.
So you niggas don't have any female friends, like attractive female friends.
Once we
hear
from Slade, we'll know, man. He gonna say.
No, real quick, Angel.
Yeah.
Yeah. What you say your best friend name is?
His name is Charles. I call him Quinn.
Charles.
His name is Charles. Wait, real quick. First and foremost, this guy's name is Charles. Like, your friendship is
y'all ain't
like,
good.
Yeah, I mean, the nigga name is Charles. Now, quote me if I'm wrong. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me the last time you knew a nigga named Charles that had a successful friendship, any type of friendship. Like, niggas named Charles don't even have friends.
She called him Quinn, I think that's what she said.
At first, I had a thing for him. There was a little thing
exactly.
there. I had a thing for him.
Exactly.
He had a thing for me.
Exactly.
But we became friends.
Yeah, because the nigga named Charles. Exactly. The nigga name is Charles. Like,
you know what? Y'all racist.
Just proved my point. You just got finished saying that even if it was, you know, women always trying to come up their tracks. You just got finished saying, oh, I had a tiny thing for him, and apparently this nigga to push you back to the friend zone, and you the one got stuck in the friend zone.
Y'all don't even know the situation. What had happened was I had a little thing. I never told him I had a thing for him. He never told me he had a thing for me until 3 years into our friendship. Then
you're
I was like, you know,
right
we,
now,
when I heard,
right
when
now,
I first,
let it go.
Man,
I told you that nigga was keeping secrets. This nigga was keeping secrets. You was keeping secrets. And that proves my logic. Y'all cannot have a successful friendship without nobody feeling for each other. You just said it. Now, whether it was tiny, whether it was small, huge, whatever, you felt for this person at one point in time. And y'all didn't admit it in due time. It took 3 motherfucking years to admit it. There you go. There's your proof. I told you a nigga would put up with your shit forever. A nigga will put up with so much shit, listen to your bullshit-ass stories, watch Lifetime with you. He know that shit trash. He'll do all this motherfucking shit to get into this friendship role, wait till you weak, and fuck your brains out. Niggas is not trash. Y'all do not have
friends. I got to call him. I got to ask him now. Like, Quinn, you didn't find none of love.
I'm telling you, you're going to fuck up your friendship, whatever it is.
Y'all got me at work fucking everything up. I hate you guys right now.
We love you. We helping. Like I'm telling you, you gonna call Juicy Juice up, and you gonna be like Juicy, would you tap this? And Juicy gonna say, yeah, 10 minutes.
Wait, is you really calling nigga Juicy Juice right now?
I don't remember his name. I don't remember his name. Like she changed his name to Quinn.
So you gonna call a nigga Juicy Juice? Really?
Here's
the golden question for you. Like, all jokes aside, Angel, this is where you know where your friendship stands. I mean, you ain't even got a brain clan on. The nigga name is Charles. You don't need to be on the masturbators, for one. So, number two, yeah, when you on a private one-on-one sidebar, when you talking to this guy,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want you to set it up, because bitches know how to make shit sound like a setup. Listen, I want you to tell this guy, and this is just strictly a test. I want you to say, you know what, Quinn, I admire our friendship, and I really like where we're going, but I'm really thinking about having sex with you. I want to fuck you. I want you to tell me this nigga's reaction. Let me tell you something.
You know what? I already know what his reaction is going to be. He's going to be like, Angel, you don't want that. Like, cut it the fuck out. Are you drunk? Cut it the fuck out. We've known each other too long.
So you tried it before?
No, I haven't tried it before. I just know this nigga. Like, this nigga is the male version of me. Like, I know this nigga so well.
Let me tell you something. Angel,
I'm going to test my friendship. I'm going to call him later on tonight. And I'm going to be like, I don't even know if I could say that shit without, like, cracking up or, like, ugh, the fuck?
Let me tell you something. The thing is, you're more of his motherfucking friend than he is yours. And let me tell you why I say that. Because when you ask him this, let me tell you, if he denies this, and this is all seriousness, here's for two fucking reasons. like I said, from what I've seen in pictures and shit, you are attractive, and you obviously have an ass on you. So you're dragging a wagon. So if you talk to this nigga and you come with him with that approach, let me tell you something. Either he's in tune with his star motherfucking player if he turns you down, or he gay. That's the only two fucking options. And let me tell you, and the thing is, even if he is in tune with his star fucking player, he's still gay for turning you down. He's gay either way, but he's just gay if he just turns you down straight the fuck up.
Hey, fam.
What's
the old saying? What the fuck I look like turning down some pussy?
Exactly. Let me tell you something. Let me hear your man. I tell you what, Walt. Walt, I'm going to take it off you, Angie. I'm going to take this burn off your back. Walt,
right,
you
okay.
Say you got male friends, right? You got female friends, right?
Yeah.
Female
yeah.
friends. Is any of them attractive as fuck?
Yeah, a few of them, yeah.
All right, fam. Fam, okay, you sitting there right fucking now in your bed in the motherfucking beer pajamas that you always wear, and this bitch coming in right motherfucking now and say, you know what, Walter? She calls you Walter, so you know it's real. She says, you know what, Walter? I want to suck your penis. What the fuck do you tell her? If she asks you to suck your penis, what do you tell her? I want to hear it right now. What is your reaction?
Do your thing. Don't be acting shy.
Hey,
all right now.
Trizzy, yo, all of y'all,
hold on, Trizzy, Slave is on the line. Slave is on the line.
Oh, this is what I want to hear.
It's a 619 area code, so y'all got to bring them in.
All right, yeah, we're going to put them on right now.
Let me have my man, yo, Slave.
Yeah.
Yo, what's good, fam? It's Trey.
Yeah, what's cracking, son?
Hey, man, real quick, Slime. We're not even going to do Mata, because I already know Mata then paid you to say some bullshit, so we're going to take Mata out of the equation.
Right. She took too long. She took too long.
Exactly.
Don't
okay.
Too
long. Yo, real quick, Slave. Yo,
yeah.
Fam, you got a female friend, right?
Hell yeah.
A real attractive one.
Yeah.
Okay, my man. Are you there right now? And you look like you wear Burl Lala pajamas. So that's what we're gonna say you in right now. she walks into your room right fucking now, fam. And she says, "You know what, Slave? I've been thinking about sucking your dick. I appreciate our friendship. I like what you do for me as far as confiding and all this. But I want to suck your cock. What the fuck do you say to this bitch?" Let's hear it.
I'm going to look this motherfucker dead in the eyes and be like, yo, think to myself, like, hey, if I touch her, you know what I mean, they might say I was assaulting her, so I'm just going to sit back, let her do what she's going to do, you know what I mean? Like, her sucking
oh,
my dick,
oh,
they got nothing to do with me.
What are friends
for? Hey, what are friends for? They got nothing to do with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, I'm single as fuck, so if she felt like, you know, she had a boyfriend and he fucking up and she wants to suck my dick, I mean, I keep my mouth off. I ain't got no I would never approach her though like that. I would never actually her though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly, because you respect it enough. You respect it enough just not to cross the line. But if she was to cross the line, the friendship is compromised, right?
It depends. I mean, not really. Because I've had, like, sex with one of my friends before. We were still friends afterwards. So I'm like, it's not going to change.
What?
Like, it was
okay.
Like, oh.
Perfect example. Fam, if you had sex with a friend, she is no longer just a friend no more. She is a friend plus one.
Fam,
this is why I'm the holy goat. Like, you can't debate this logic. Fam, if you had sex with this woman, she may be still your friendship, but guess what? You cannot just call this woman just a friend. If you just stuck your dick in her, she is not just your friend.
But he said the most important thing, though, Jimmy. He said the most important thing, though. He would never approach her. So if y'all have, if you guys have that friendship where I would never approach him and he would never approach me, then that scenario would never come up. You feel me?
Well,
see,
that
obviously,
can I say something real quick?
That's not being real friendship then. That's something different.
Let me throw this out there real quick. You saying y'all throwing out this not approaching someone, but still there is somewhere if she came, you came, or he came, somebody can fuck.
Exactly.
Nah. Okay. So, so you keep saying no. Listen. The answer is right in front of you. You're just trying to move it to the side, player. If she's not approaching you, I'm not approaching her. Like, there's no friendship, really. Because I mean, as soon as somebody approaches, what happens?
Hell no.
Okay.
Why would I approach my friend though? I got too many fucking females on the side to worry about fucking them to be worried about
Thank
a friend
you.
That I'm calling a friend.
If you
really get pussy like how you say you getting pussy, there's no reason why you have to fuck one of your friends. If I can call a bitch up right now and have her fuck you for me, my nigga, you feel me? What I'm saying, I don't have to call.
Hey,
call
that up,
man.
Right. I mean, if you got it like that, I mean,
you feel me?
Yeah, that shit up.
There's no reason for me to go fuck one of my friends. You feel me? That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
See? Since you're real, I'll prove your point, you know.
No, bro, I feel all that, fam. I feel exactly where you're coming from. But here, let me draw the bottom line for you. The bottom line in the breach of contract comes in when you said, as long as she don't approach me.
Right,
so that means,
that's the contract.
So hold on, watch this now. This is where the breach of contract kicks in. If she does approach you, she's sucking your dick. That's just it. And if that was your real friend, model. Yo, anybody, if that was your real fucking friend, you'd say, no, look here, check this out. We're friends. You cannot suck my fucking dick. Under no circumstances. There's no way
that I would be a real friend. She would have never asked me that in the first place. So clearly she had other motives than what I had as a friend.
Exactly,
because,
but that's challenging the scenario.
So if you're sucking my dick, best believe you're going to be treated like the rest of these bitches. I'm going to be like, oh, you was my friend, but now you ain't shit. You don't even have that title, so there's no friend plus one. You're just a fucking bitch that sucked my dick from back in the day.
All right. With that being said, Brandon, here's a serious note for you, fam. If you know women like I know women, fam, you know women tend to get weak, and especially if this is your friend, this is a woman you confide in, and every time her man do something stupid, she come to you, hey, Brandon, guess what, man, my guy did this, and you say, well, look, here's some good advice for you, blah, blah, blah. You understand, like I said, this is serious talk. You understand as a woman, if she's confiding in you constantly, about something that's going wrong in her relationship or even in life in general, she feels comfortable with you. So it's not like she'll bluntly come out and say, she may say it subconsciously. But if she throw out the move or throw out the vibe that she's okay with you fucking, and if you breach that contract, my whole point is this it's not a friend. It's not a strictly friend thing. That's the whole thing I'm saying.
No doubt.
You know something else? Sex thing already got something to do with it, too. Y'all could really actually be friends, like 100%. Don't even think about each other. But as soon as somebody see y'all together and say, y'all look like a cute couple, somebody going to think about being a couple.
Yeah. That's
nah.
Act like that don't happen.
That's 100% real. That's 100% real right
Like, y'all can actually be 100% friends. I had that happen before one time. You know what? I'm going to be honest. I was in high school. Had that happen. Y'all look cute together. We're not a couple. Yeah. Yeah, we're not a couple, are we? Huh.
Hey, nigga, and when you got home, you beat your dick to our profile pic.
Man, I was thinking about it like, damn, she do got a
nice
body. Damn, Maybe we not friends. I mean, she do let me fill on her booty and finger her from time to time. Maybe we not friends. Maybe we not friends. We're on the done speaking,
damn it.
Shit.
I'm keeping her around, too.
Exactly. Not
exactly.
Egg.
I'm telling
you.
Know,
it's been established. Man.
The Holy Ghost prevails. The Holy Ghost prevails.
No, man.
Holy Ghost my ass. I'ma still stick with it. I'ma still stick with it. You can be friends with fucking female without having sex for more, thinking about sex in general, though. I still have
Thank
my best friends.
Thank you.
I have my best friends.
Thank you.
I was 15 years old, man.
It's
like 8 years strong. Huh?
And that's how some of mine is. Like 3 years, 4 years, you know what I'm saying? So yeah.
No, I said it's 8 years strong with her, you know what I'm saying? Her daughter's my goddaughter. Her second daughter's my goddaughter, you feel me? Like there is nothing going between us ever in life, you feel me? I mean it depends on your character.
Yeah,
like, I don't have that kind of mentality to fuck my fucking friend.
Yeah, that's what I said initially, man. It's possible. Now, you know, I joked around with it, but it's possible, man. But you got to be like, you got to be in tune with your star fucking player. You guys got to be in tune with your star fucking player, and Trudy's not in tune with him. I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in tune with him enough not to try her. Yes, I will say that I won't try her. But let me tell you something. I got a couple badass female homegirls, and if they ever got the courage to ask me to suck my penis, I'm sticking my penis in their mouth. I'm sorry, married,
engaged. I don't. And my penis is going in their mouth. I'm so sorry. That's it. And
hey, bro.
There you have it.
You never know. It could be a trap. She's probably just trying to set you up, see where you at in life. You never know.
Why Trizzy over here talking about he gonna stick his dick in somebody? Trizzy, be real. You gonna stick your strap on in somebody's mouth? Stop.
You know what?
Oh, wow.
Why should we come at you so hard?
Trying to find that win. Y'all find that win.
Wow.
Lord have mercy.
Since we got Brandon on the line, your slave.
Yeah.
All right, fam, since you're on the line, man, I got to acknowledge this while you're on the line. Yo, since I take so many L's for, you know, these women-like poses and women pictures, fam, we got to throw you in the flame. Bro, you got to burn with me, fam. Dog, I've seen a couple pictures of you look like, fam, you look like straight Halle Berry in a couple pictures, fam.
Bro.
Now, let me tell you my ulterior motive between that one right there, bro. So I go online, right, take these little fucking pictures. My pictures really last like 10 seconds. I go on there, angle it real quick, take a snap. I saw all my pictures look exactly the same. I know how to take the same exact picture, make a bitch go, oh, my God, that shit look good. When I do that shit, either my Twitter DM be popping or my Instagram DM be popping or my Facebook inbox be fucking banging. Now, niggas will be all day like, oh, shit, look at this, look at this. But at the same time, I'm reading your shit, getting my dick sucked in the whip, going back home, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Wait.
What? Like, nigga.
I'm just saying, fam.
So ignorant.
And I agree. I agree, fam. But I'm just saying, there's been a couple times I've seen your Insta pictures, and I wanted to comment upon them, black don't crack. That's all I'm saying. Black just don't crack.
The awkward moment where Trizzy said that Brandon looked like Halle Berry, but on a previous show he was talking about how he wanted to fuck Halle Berry. Awkward.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm saying.
Don't bring up. I'm blocking all of you.
Bro's mad at Kyrie Irving.
Man, there's a fucking gap and shit, man. Why is everybody talking shit? But no. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I got my pictures, you know what I'm saying? Bitches still love my shit. I don't give a fuck about no nigga that I'm saying. Like, I still got my fucking son telling right here and shit. You know what I mean? Ain't a fucking gay boy in my fucking body. So I don't give a fuck.
Jesus.
Same. You know what I mean? Like a bitch attract more bitches.
Wait, what?
Looking like a bitch attracts more bitches. Take it from me. Shut up.
Yeah,
ask Manny Fresh now.
Wait, what? What?
They know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I'm following me back.
Wow.
He's
so fucking because, you know, they said he looked like a female, so, I mean, he obviously getting the whole goof.
I mean, I can't vouch for Manny. Manny's just a weird looking dude. I can't vouch for him, but I just. I can't vouch.
Hey, go on, dude, man. We got things about callers, man.
All right, man. Yeah, yo, Slade, we appreciate you coming through, fool.
Hey, I'll see y'all boys later.
All right, fam. Yeah. All
right, Mario. All right,
let's get to the next callers.
Still funny.
Yeah, anyway,
let's
get to this caller.
All right, man. Yo, we'll take this caller from the. We got a caller. Yo, first and foremost, anybody want to speak live on anything? Y'all start pressing one now. We're gonna start taking callers now. So start pressing one. We'll bring you in and I mean, first caller we got a caller from the 240. The last four digits 0752. You know, like what the hell? Yo, 240-0752.
You see that going on, too?
What the hell?
You see that?
Yeah. Yo, 240 caller, you on? Caller from the 240? No? Yes? No?
I'm on.
Wait, what? Did I cut him off?
Six.
All right, well, we'll take, the next caller. Yo, we'll take this caller from the 4-4, last four digits, 2613. You're now live with the Masturbators. What's good?
What's poppin', fam?
Yo, who you got? What's your name? Put a name where you calling from?
at Saga Luciano on the road to New York. That's really it.
All right, Sam, what you got for us?
Man, I'll probably buy a whole bunch of crap. I don't even know where to start. The whole platonic thing, I actually got a sister yep. The whole platonic.
Sorry, are you there?
My bad, friend. My headphones came out. The whole platonic thing, I got a sister, basically. I call her my sister. I met her when I was a freshman in high school, and like we're friends now, but like I legit call her my sister. I don't call her no friend, no best friend. Like I call her legit my sister, but we not blood. But that's like a legit person I cannot at all see myself having any relations with in any way. Period. Like she talked to me about certain stuff, but you know.
No, so if she stepped to you and said, I want to suck your dick, you would say no?
Off rip. Early, I wouldn't.
Well, there
all.
You go, Trizzy. There you go, Trizzy. Point invalid.
Hey, man. Saga, look, you know, we all had our questions about my man Saga. You know, we fuck with Saga hard. But, I mean, you know, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to take it there. Saga is obviously in tune with his star fucking player. There you have it. And plus, his friend probably ugly.
Damn.
Nah. I'm out.
La, la, la. Damn.
That don't look like me.
Friend. No, these niggas are wild, son. Like, these niggas are really wild, you hear me?
I'm just saying, if I had a female,
she used to be. I'll admit that. She used to be.
But you never see wild. I'm just saying, if a woman walked up to me and looked like Eric and asked me because she's like my thing, I'm going to tell her no, too. So, I mean, that,
wow.
I just don't think, you know,
wow,
that's...
So you go...
just take a shot.
Oh, no, man. We can't
live
it for long. Hey, man.
You know what? I had to bring you in that
shot. Hey, you know what? That was a real shot. That, like, I felt
that. You had to get some of that. No, no.
Call
no,
an
no,
ambulance!
No, it's not a shot. No, real talk, though, fam.
Wow.
If it's... Man, if a woman look like any man, I don't give a fuck if it's a man that, whatever. If a woman look like any man, she's ugly as fuck.
Say, dog, don't try to pull nobody to the quicksand with you. Nigga, take your fucking women like a man. That's exactly what I'm trying to pull me in with you. Nigga, take this ass woman.
No, Phil. No, we're a team. No, we're a team. We go out together.
Hey,
they're
like
a Nino
Brown dude trying to take niggas out with him.
Yeah, fam, we got to go out together, fam. We in it together, nigga.
Nino Brown.
All right, yo, we got a couple more callers, man. I'm done. Fuck with you niggas, man. Yo, we got to call up from the 334. Last four digits, 86.
Shit.
Zero
oh shit!
I'm live with the master.
Oh shit! Here we go. Oh shit!
But why y'all
here
we go. My night. Hey, y'all, it's Carmen.
Okay, we got another caller. We got a caller from the 901.
Yeah,
go. We ain't putting up with it, Carmen. Not tonight. We ain't putting up with it.
Come on, dog.
The cobra bit us so quick. The cobra is out here. He back. I see the cobra back. He biting people. Yeah, we're going to take this caller from the 901. This missing caller got to come in. Right.
Oh,
caller from the 901. Last four digits, 6794. You on live with the master builder. Hey,
I'm
how
here.
You doing?
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right. What's your name, Twitter name, where you calling from?
Why y'all on my Twitter name for?
Oh, man. What the hell? It's protocol. I'm sorry. It's protocol.
Wow. You know she from... Man,
that's
like,
a first.
Cut your shit.
That's a first. That's a first. Well, what's your name?
Yeah,
you got to give us your Twitter.
My name is Princess.
Your name who?
Princess. You a stripper?
Are you a stripper? Fuck out of here. No.
What
do you mean?
No, yes. Okay, what you want to speak on, Princess?
Get your friends, man.
I don't cut it out, man. Yeah, what you want to speak on, Preston? On a serious note, man.
I was kind of speak on the issue about asking can men and women just be friends.
Yes, ma'am. What you got?
Okay, I'm gonna be real with y'all. I ain't never met no boy in this world who did not want to have sex with me. I'm just being real.
Exactly.
I don't know. I
gotta
know what you look like to believe that. I'm sorry. That's a pretty big statement to make when you're behind closed doors.
I mean
you can Google me, honey. You can put me on Twitter, look me up. Mata X Villa.
How you ain't that important? You can look me up. What I'm trying to say is,
it don't matter what you look like.
Any horny nigga running around here will chase any piece of tail. It don't matter what their face looks
exactly.
like.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, baby, I'm running 901. I don't play that trimming. At the end of the day, a man is going to chase after some cootie cat. So let me be real with you, okay? Ain't nobody looking for no personality.
I can't be ugly, but other people can be ugly.
You know what I'm saying? It is a lot of you know them posts that be like all these boys claim they only fuck with bad bitches, but yet all these ugly hoes getting pregnant. It's true. She's right though. I know I'm right. I keep it real. I don't lie about nothing, honey. What I'm trying to say is, though, for real, men will chase, you know, any piece of tail. You can have a big booty and your face be, ooh, that's a dope.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, I just fucked a couple of bitches that look like Trinidad James in the face. I ain't ashamed to say it. I don't give a damn. That ass was fat, though.
Wow. Oh, okay. Get the nigga out of here, bro.
Every boy that calls himself sexually active has had a grenade or a girl that he read a face wide.
I love it.
Wow.
A grenade. I love it. Tell what a grenade is.
Hashtag grenade, Trini.
I knew it.
Shout out to y'all for giving me the time to be on the air today.
What's your name again?
My name is Princess. Shout out.
Okay. All right.
I'm not lying. That's my real name, ho. What you want my name to be for?
Shout out to her for calling in. Yeah, that took mad courage to call in and show Mod off. So shout out to her for that. That was beautiful.
Well, at least she don't have to feel left.
While she was screaming at me,
Mod is known for getting chunked off, but she handled her own.
I love it. I love it when people call in though and they act foolish with me. It just it makes my day. It literally does.
Oh, that makes the show better. But thanks, Fiona. Yeah. Thanks, Princess Fiona, for calling in. Let's
it's
get
cute.
To this call address.
I was
right, man,
at my phone, yo. That's cool.
We got it. I'm gonna need whoever that is to add me on Twitter or write on my status wherever she comes from. I need to know who that is. I really do. But
she's a fan, bro. She's a fan.
Yeah. Next caller though. We gonna take this caller from the 772. Last four digits 9566. What's good? What we got?
What hello. We
got? Hey, how you doing? What's your name?
Christy.
Hey, where
you
calling from, Christy? I'm all right.
I'm
fine.
I'm calling from Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Oh, okay, okay. What's your Twitter name?
At TTSaid_.
Okay, make sure you tweet the Masturbators hashtag when you get offline. But go ahead, man. What you want to speak on?
No problem. I want to know what defines a hoe, because some of these girls don't get it. Like, I feel as if if you're taking a nigga from another girl, that's a hoe to me. If you're talking and doing actions with multiple niggas, that's a hoe. But some of these girls don't get it. They think it's just pettiness. Like, it's just, okay,
yeah.
Hee ha ha, I can do it.
Yo, what you say your name was again? Christy?
Yes.
Yo, Christy, you know, like, hide your toes on this one. I'm going to tell you what my definition of a hoe. This is Trizzy. At Anti-Chill. Yo, the definition of a hoe is any woman with a vowel in her name.
Wow.
Sorry. So I'm guessing all girls are hoes, basically, because, I mean,
yeah.
It's hard
and before,
not to have a vowel in your name.
Exactly. And before you try to throw it, before anybody throws a curveball out, they go for my
T-R-I-Z-Z-Y. Yeah, you, that counts as you too, Trizzy. I got it. Okay, good.
Yep, I'm a hoe too. We all hoes. Hoes make the world go round. Especially if you got an A in your name.
I'm
a
double
hoe.
I'm a double hoe. It's okay though. It's okay though.
I mean, A-E-I-I, Chrissy, you know, O-U. I mean, everybody. Nobody say it. Nobody say something.
I have
2 vowels
in my name.
Like, oh, man. I didn't know nobody got in the double digit. Yo, how many bodies you got, Chrissy? About 12?
Followers? No, I have 1,000 and something.
I'm talking about followers of that box. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, how many what? Excuse me, what did you say?
How many bodies?
Oh, 2.
Oh, see, what's your Twitter name
here?
Hi, man.
Look at Mata so salty. What's your Twitter name again?
No. I needed a girl's opinion because yours is like all screwed up. And
I'm just telling you, yo, real quick. I'm going to be honest with
you.
Let me
ask you a question. No, I want to know, when you have a child and you give her a name with vowels in it, is she going to be a hoe too?
No. My child's name is going to be N.
If you name your child Princess, she automatically a hoe.
No, my child name is going to be N, like the letter N. And
oh,
it's going to sound
God.
Like N, like E-N, but it's going to be N. That's my name of my child. It's boy, girl, N. That's your name. And it's going to sound like N, or if it's a girl or boy. I'm going to make it sound right, but the letter's just going to be N. So that way you can't be a hoe by default. It's just a win-win situation. No, I'm kidding, yo. But on a serious note, Christy, what makes a hoe is exactly what you said, though. I mean, somebody's promiscuous that talks to a lot. I don't know about talks to, but yeah, you're a hoe for talking to a lot of niggas, because apparently you're going to act on one of them eventually. So, yeah, you're a hoe for talking to a lot of niggas. And especially if you sleep with a lot of niggas, you're definitely a hoe. So, I mean, you had pretty much the right definition. I don't even know what you call in to ask for. You had the definition.
No, because I want to make sure. I want to get a male's point of view, because, I mean, other girls are just like, oh, no, she just chilling. She just being petty. It ain't nothing to it.
No,
but
you're absolutely
it
right.
is when you feeling somebody else, man.
You're right. You're definitely right. Matter of fact, and like I said, when you get off here, you make sure you tweet it. Make sure you put it on your Facebook. Everybody with a letter vowel with a vowel in their name probably a hoe. It's a good chance. And I got this study from Harvard. And you know Harvard don't say nothing wrong. So I mean Harvard pretty much said it. You know.
Especially if you got two vowels. I think it was two vowels. If you got two vowels in your name, you definitely hoe. It's crazy.
Now, all you can right. Get one. Thank you.
Now, all right. Thanks a lot, Chrissy. Make sure you put your ad name on the hashtag.
Okay, no problem.
All right, we love you.
Damn. That nigga moving in, huh? Goddamn.
Right. I'm just throwing it out there, you know. But, I mean, hey. Go ahead, Walt. Get to the shout out, man. I don't think nobody else could have one. I think I got everybody.
Yeah, I think you got everything, Ray Charles. But, yeah, we're in overtime right now. You know, yeah, we about to get to the shout outs, man. Y'all can still call in. Tell your people y'all can still call in. I know I don't know about the people online, but you can still call in and listen as we do the shout outs and get into the Lost Tapes. But, stepping up to the mic for the shout outs, man. If y'all got any shout outs, I'm going to start with Eric, man. You got any shout outs you want to give out to the people?
I seen a few people. I followed some new listeners in. G Hunt Buffaloes, I seen her on there. Shout out to you. Appreciate you for listening in. Few other people. This is Eric for the people listening for that name. I am the Vagina Marauder on Twitter. I am the King of Douchebags on Instagram, a.k.a.
I'm funny.
This is a.k.a. Mr. Hide Your Ovaries, Mr. a.k.a. the light-skinned, green-eyed demon. I am always and forever will be the antagonist of the story, New Orleans villain. Holla at your boy. Get it.
Turn up.
All right, man. That's what's up, man. Do we still have Run on here?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good, man? Go ahead and get your shout-outs, man. I don't know your correct nickname. Yeah, I know it's Run the Dumb, but you got more. So, I mean,
oh, yeah.
Get your
Run the, they call me Run the Deer Hunter now. I keep that buzz with me. You feel me? But listen, I just want to tell y'all a slight story, man. You know, I feel I can get comfortable with y'all. I'll tell y'all this real quick. Yeah. So, I just want to let y'all know something personal. I got a phobia. I have a fear of my woman leaving the house looking too damn good. It's called bitch, where you think you going to phobia. It's a very serious condition. It can't be cured. It's kind of like it's like a mind cancer. When you see a girl leaving the house with a tight red dress on, I just snatch her. Bitch, where you think you going? I don't even mean it. Like, I can be talking to my pastor on the phone. I can be like, pastor, you know, I really need to have this sermon with you on the phone. And God bless you. Bitch, where you think you going? That's me. I can't help it, y'all. Follow me on Twitter at Ron the Guy. Follow me on Twitter at Ron the Guy. Yeah, that's my shout. Oh, shout out to everybody for listening. And shout out to Santa Claus. Hopefully he was listening too. Bitch, I want my shit from 1992. I still want my Power Rangers toy and my G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip, bro. All right. Who got the...
Yeah.
Back to you, Walt.
Hey, Ron, I said something about that early on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? If your bitch looking good, you should just be happy. You know what I'm saying? That everybody wants... You know what I'm saying? I know Trees can vouch for me. I had a tweet on that earlier. I know my homeboy, you know, he going through the same thing. He got a bad chick. You know, it's kind of like the insecurities come in, and, you know, he's worried about somebody thinking the chick. But, I mean, same time, you shouldn't be worried about it. I'd be happy, you know, because, you know, my chick is the center of the attention. But, anyway, but, I mean, we could do that on another show. Anyway, I ain't going to speak too much on that. But, man, we're going to take it tomorrow, man, if she's still on, man. If you got
any... Yeah. I just want to shout out
everybody
who tuned in tonight.
Yeah.
I wanted to shout out everybody who tuned in tonight. Appreciate y'all. Show me love, of course. Shout out to Princess. Call in next week. I want to hear your rep self. And, yeah, shout out to y'all. I love you. Mwah. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
All right. How the knee feeling?
Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
Okay, all right.
Next.
we're going to pass it to... Shit, we're going to pass it to Trizzy, man. We're going to go ahead and pass it to Trizzy, man. What's good, man? I know you got some shout-outs, homie. Love, bro.
I mean, real short and real sweet. You'll follow me on Twitter. I am the Holy Goat. Twitter name is AntiChill, at AntiChill. I mean, it's self-explanatory. What's understood ain't got to be explained. I like when tweets make a difference but don't make you different. Instagram.
Nah, just leave it alone. Just leave it alone. Oh.
Leave that in here. All right, fam. We're going to leave that there. But, yeah. Yeah, follow me on Twitter, though. At, yo, shout out. Let me give a couple personal shout outs, yo. Shout out to Kyra for listening. I see you, boo. Shout out to my wonderful girlfriend that's going to kill me about saying that later. I see you, too. Shout out to my little cousin, Kendrin, at QD_Pi808. Shout out to you. Shout out to Brandon coming through and lying to us about fucking Mata. Shout out to that. We needed that. the diligent workers on the mass_thebitter hashtag. Shout out to y'all. Y'all are real. My nigga Hassan, I see your big ass boy. You look like Cleveland from the Cleveland show.
I'm out.
Shout out to that nigga. He definitely had to come through. That's about it. Shout out to that one random nigga that I always say, Instagram. Shout out to that nigga, whoever the fuck he is. And, real quick. Shout out to this caller from the 317. Last four digits, 8173. You're now live. What's good? Right. What's your room? Yo, 317 caller, what's up? They weren't ready. I took that ass so long ago.
Don't ever do that again.
Y'all wasn't even ready.
Yeah, that would have worked.
I'm just saying that caller is still on, by the way, the 317 caller, in case you want to speak now. You know, that's, you know.
Speak now or forever hold your motherfucking peace.
Is it V-Russ Spartacus, I guess, Miss Thirst Trap?
Yeah.
That Nani was talking about. I guess she said you want a shout out. So I guess I want to see how she pronounced that shit. Cause I say verses, but it ain't verses. My stupid ass.
Yeah, before you do that, I'm gonna get my shout out since she hit me with a switcheroo and the Mike Tyson and the Muhammad Ali move. I'm gonna give my shout out to everybody who called in tonight, man. Like seriously, we will not be on Wednesday, as you should know already. We're gonna be with our families. Probably getting drunk and opening presents and all
that. I don't have a family.
But happy holidays to everybody. You know what I'm saying? And, shout out to the whole Ground Hard fam, all Joe's, Color Part Radio, Ground Hard Radio, and all them niggas, man. Y'all do y'all thing over there. Shout out to the whole hashtag for tuning in. We love y'all. And we will be back on the 30th. You know what I'm saying? We'll be back on next Monday. Next Monday. Not Wednesday. We'll be back next Monday. So, I mean, y'all holler at us, and we definitely going to be in the building, man. So if we got anything else, Trizzy, before we get into the song,
I would like to have a – I know it's not Thursday, but I'm going to throw my throwback Thursday moment out since we not on the – since we won't be on Thursday. Shout-out. I want to say shout-out. Like I said, Merry Christmas to everybody, all our fans. We back – Monday and Wednesdays at 10, 9 Central. Of course, not this Wednesday because I believe it's Christmas. I mean, I don't know because I ain't going to get to it. But, shout out to all y'all. And shout out to y'all that actually have fathers. I remember last Christmas, my father threw me a pass and I ain't seen him since. So, I mean.
Nigga sit you on a deep post and walked away, huh?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I mean. So if any of y'all, going to be with y'all people on Thanksgiving and y'all going to throw the ball around a little bit, give me a call. I'll come through, play catch a little bit, catch up on some moments. But,
hey, bro,
yeah.
Just had that father that threw the ball over his head on purpose so you could go run and get it and came back and you wasn't up. That's what he did?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I remember one time I was in the barbershop chair and he spent me around. And when I spent back around to look at my father, he was not there no more. So
that nigga did a basketball spolding spin on you, and you didn't. Okay, all right. Oh, wow, man. We got to get it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, probably
drew his
dad on the
bottom of the
wall. We got to get in the song. Do we got anything else special, man?
No, that's it, man. Shout out to this nigga Brandon Wallace. Shaq in a damn fool. Nigga, that's my cousin. Calm down.
Speaking of Trees' father, you know what I'm saying? Since I can't find any other Christmas song, quick like that, I wasn't thinking of. We're going to go into this Ludacris, Can You Buy That? You know what I'm saying?
that's going for Tracy's father. Can you buy that or not? You know what I'm saying? Well, he's been gone, so he can't buy that. But, yeah, well, we're going to get into this ludicrous. We're about to head out, man. Shout out to everybody who listened tonight. We out, man. See y'all next Monday. We go.
$35,000 plus one, right?
The one I gave.
No, you gave me six, though, right?
That's
it was
true.
One. I had one. It was six, and a $35,000 plus one plus six leaves seven. $35,000 and seven, right? Motherfucker, can you buy that? Motherfucker, can you buy that? Buy that.
I could buy that. I could buy that. Oh, here this nigga Luda go again. Talk about how much money he got in shit.
Luda, oh no, don't try that. $20 million crib, motherfucker, I could buy that. You can see me in a fly lap. Maserati, Lamborghini, or a motherfucker, my buy. Lay back, making pay stack. Conjure on the rock, don't taste that. Bust all in your bitch face, the life fuck, tell her take that, take that. Champagne by the bolo, keep a bottle of the Boo Clico in a chokehold. I'm rough, I tote hold, cock in a magnum like fofo. Get it? I'm loco, I know, keep them up like no dough. All night with the dough closed, women jumping on my dick like pogo. Higher, my rubbers all rotate like tires. I fuck the bitch before I fuck you, damn right I'm tired. I'm filthy red, bitch, go spend some moolah. I went to the dealership and the Ferrari dude was like, Luda.
Motherfucker, keep buying that.
Whatever you driving, you better hide that shit. Oh, fuck your life. Kill yourself, nigga. Go buy a casket and feel yourself, nigga. You can find me freaking a Puerto Rican or down in Panama with the stamina of an athlete. Overlocking the women in Guatemala, Tahiti, they in bikinis. I'm running them like a track meet. Blah, ready, set, go. Oh, I'm so outrageous. Your money is tied up. Bitch, my money is a dominatrix. Your money's funny. My money's mean. Your money's scummy. My money's clean. Your money is stupid. My money is get over here. Finish him. Ah, you get.
So shut the fuck up.
You know what?
I pity myself that I gotta be with these fools.
Hey, Robert.